7:50 your time. Victor Lewis in the studio catching us up on what's trending out there online. What's trending out there online?
Well, let's start with some good news, because God bless Amtrak. America needs more trains, but for now, Amtrak will do, I suppose, and they're in the news today. Yeah,
That's their slogan, isn't it?
Yeah. We'll do.
Amtrak will do, for now.
Well, Amtrak is in the news because of a policy where Amtrak will not only do its best to ensure employees have adequate time and ability to receive COVID vaccines, but they're also going to issue bonuses to employees who get inoculated, which I think is kind of a cool little thing, like making the space and also incentivizing that is a good move on Amtrak's part.
We should do that here.
We should. We should also help build more trains.
Also true.
I'm a big train fan. I would love to travel somewhere and not drive. You know, there's a lot of pressure in driving. You have to be awake and aware and safe.
Right.
I would rather just sleep.
And let someone else be awake and aware and safe?
Yep.
I'm down with that.
Precisely. 100%. Nice. So, second, in stories that are funny but also kind of aren't, you've probably seen 432 Park Avenue in the news, even if you don't know it. It's one of the tallest buildings in New York and an unbelievably luxurious place to live, if the prices are to be believed, because it's anywhere from, you know, a couple million to tens of millions for your apartment in this building.
Ugh.
So, yeah, it's supposed to be luxurious, but it's in the news because of some social media comments from the people that live there. Portions of the tower are still unfinished. Residents sometimes have to use freight elevators. There's water leaks from hastily installed pipes. The building creaks a lot when the wind's too high. There's echoes in the trash disposal system, so every time it drops something, you hear, like, a bang. All of this is coming from social media because the people who are living there are trying to, like, complain.
Right.
Let me speak to your manager kind of sense, but all they've drawn attention from is people who are making fun of them.
Fair.
For living in this just crap hole tower
for millions of dollars. Because on the one hand, like, you've paid $10 million for an apartment. You want it to actually function. But on the other hand, you are the sort of person who paid $10 million for an apartment, so you're going to get dragged on Twitter.
Outside of water leaks, it doesn't seem like there's much here that's an actual structural problem. Like I said, crap hole. Let's not pretend like this is an actual bad place. I'm sure it's very nice. I'm sure it is appealing and a good place to live. But one of the fun facts that I have for you is that to live here, you are required to spend $15,000 annually in the skyscraper's private restaurant, which doing some math, that's $40 a day. So don't skip your daily meal down here.
I mean, that's a Coke at that restaurant.
Probably. But my favorite part is that the restaurant in the skyscraper has mediocre reviews. And that's,
of course,
that's
it does.
So funny.
You're required to pay $15,000 to eat there. They have no incentive to be good.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious. That and the bangs from the garbage disposals are my two favorite parts of that story.
Now I've got Putting on the Ritz in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the well-to-do complaining about Park Avenue?
Oh, it is a Park Avenue. Yeah, nice. Okay. So let's do our last one, which I think is sort of an important one, honestly. Doctors at a hospital in Detroit have discovered that the signature feature of the new iPhone, you know, like a magnet that helps align accessories and chargers and stuff, that magnet is strong enough to stop cardiac devices, which reading this story also taught me that cardiac devices have a magnetic shutoff. If you just put a magnet that's strong enough over it, it turns it off. That's a safety feature for doctors who are trying to do maintenance on the devices or operate.
Like, oh, wow.
Not like you can flip a physical switch. It needs some sort of trigger to turn it off so you can be safe. And the magnet on the iPhone is strong enough to turn it off. So it's not like it's a permanent thing. It's not like it gets exposed to the magnet and stops because it's broken. It'll turn back on when you take the magnet away. But say if you slept with your phone, or maybe picked up your phone and fell asleep with it, like the old timey, like fire started in your bed from smoking. Like,
right.
Yeah, there could be some problems there. Ugh.
Also, don't tell Tony Stark's antagonists, because...
Oh, that is very Iron Man.
That stops that series real quick.
It really does.
Wow. All right, Victor Lewis, thank you so much.
Thank you.